For the Bighorn Radio Network, I'm Jordan McCamey. Thermopolis is considering a two-phase project for the repurposing of the former airport facility. The two-stage plan would include an initial phase or phase one. This phase would include the demolition of most airport buildings and the removal of fueling systems. Also, the airport navigational items will be removed and all utilities disconnected. The grounds would be reclaimed with the demolition of the asphalt runway. The recycled asphalt would be saved and used in patching and paving, saving the county money in the short term. One of the remaining hangars at the airport would be offered to the golf course for a modest lease price. The course could then choose to base their operations out of the hangar. The other hangar would be offered to the recreation district, which could also create a facility to support year-round recreation activities. The short-term plan phase one is simply maximizing the repurposing of the existing assets to meet immediate community needs with a minimum financial layout by other entities. Phase two is a long-term plan over the next 5 to 20 years. The purpose would be bring in more tourist dollars, benefit the community, and bring in permanent jobs. This would be made possible by a potential investor or developer coming in and turning the area into a resort or convention center type facility. The planned lease would be for a period of 30 or more years, and the county would continue as a property owner and allow eligibility for infrastructure or economic development funds both at inception and perpetuity. A host of other issues would need to be addressed for this plan to be fully realized. A marketing plan is currently being created in order to get the resort convention center into the hands of those who specialize in this kind of project. An early shot of winter weather depressed recreational visits in Yellowstone National Park during the month of September. The National Park Service reports just over 640,000 people visited Yellowstone in September. The visitation was down about 8.8% from September 2016, when the park recorded more than 700,000 recreational visits. Snowy weather during the middle of last month closed some roads within and just outside the park for days. Still, the Park Service says Yellowstone saw its third busiest September on record in the park. So far this year, the park has hosted more than 3.8 million recreational visitors, down about 2.5% from the same period in 2016. Grand Teton National Park rangers are investigating a traffic accident that left 4 bison dead in northwest Wyoming. The accident occurred on October 2nd in the park on a foggy night on US 26-89-191 when a pickup hit one bison on the highway, rolled, and then struck and killed three more nearby bison. The National Park Service says the Casper woman who was driving alone escaped with minor injuries. Her name hasn't been released. If you have a news story or a news tip for the Bighorn Radio Network, give us a call at 347-3231 or email us at news@bhrnwy.com. For more news, sports, opinion, contests, and more, check out our website, mybighornbasin.com. For the Bighorn Radio Network, I'm Jordan McCamey.